Hi, I'm Chris, and today in my podcast, I will be discussing the medicinal benefits of CBD, what CBD is, and why I feel more people should be aware of CBD. For those who are not aware, CBD is a compound found in cannabis that has been discovered to be capable of treating symptoms of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, anxiety, depression, and also relieve pain. Also, while not giving the same psychoactive effects that are produced from the chemical THC in the cannabis plant. According to an article by Kathleen Doheny published by WebMD, the World Health Organization has also found that in humans, CBD exhibits no effects indicative of abuse or dependency material. Some people might question as to how CBD, which is derived from cannabis, is legal. Well, the answer to that is that CBD comes from hemp plants, and under the law stated in the Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2009, any product that is derived from industrial hemp and contains less than 0.3% THC is considered legal. I believe more people should be aware of what CBD is and the positive effects it can have when treating symptoms of many diseases and conditions. CBD should be used as a natural medicine in substitute of many opioids that have created such an epidemic today in the U.S. Alright guys, so I'm here with my friend Michael, who is a current CBD patient. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Do you mind if we ask you a couple questions about your CBD and how it helps you?
Not at all. Let's go for it.
Alright man, so what exactly got you into using CBD?
I just recently met with my psychiatrist for the first time since I've been diagnosed with depression. And she gave me the number of someone who sells CBD and told me that the CBD could basically balance out my emotions in the heat of the moment. So instead of thinking about a situation from just an emotional standpoint, I also think about it from a logical standpoint. And that is what the CBD helps me do. It calms me out. And it gives me that time to evaluate the situation more precisely instead of just acting impulsively.
Hello, Michael. How is it exactly that you get your CBD?
I go to a nice CBD distributor. Since it's legal in Texas, you can buy it at just about any shop. And I just go right there and buy it from the store right there.
All right, man. All right, Michael. So what additional benefits, if any, have you experienced from using CBD?
So in addition to it controlling my emotions a lot better, I felt a difference in the stress levels from school. Whenever I have like a big test or a project coming up or something that's just kind of nerve-wracking, whenever I use the CBD, it cools me down and allows me to start thinking about how I'm going to do the project or how I'm going to study for the test and get the work done so that I can get the good grade that I want on it.
All right, man. Nice. So we're here with my friend Josh, and we're going to ask him a couple questions about CBD. What's up, Josh?
How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good, man. Do you mind if we get into the questions?
Let's do it.
Alright, so do you know anything about CBD?
Yeah, I know a little bit about CBD. As a recreational user, I've heard about this stuff. It's supposed to be a good aid to sleep. Also supposed to be a good way of rebuilding strength, which also comes from sleep. So it's kind of a sleep aid, but it has some of the particles of marijuana, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. CBD does have a very similar chemical makeup as THC, which is the main cannabinoid found in marijuana. Except CBD does not have the same psychoactive effects when used.
Wow, I did not actually know that. Sounds like something people need to be more interested and more invested in. Sounds like it has less of the cons and more of the pros of living healthier.
Many people in today's society like to hold a negative stigma around anything associated with cannabis, but what many people don't understand is that there can be plenty of positive ways to use CBD to treat a variety of conditions. CBD has been shown to be helpful in treating extreme cases of epilepsy, among many other conditions that normal medicine has not been successful in treating. For there to be a compound that occurs naturally in a plant and has the healing powers that CBD has, all while being virtually unknown to the general public, is completely unacceptable. More people should be aware of this compound and should be using it to treat conditions naturally. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Chris Rodriguez signing out.